How to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. Healthy grow without root rot. Among the various types of indoor bamboo plants, lucky bamboo is one of the most popular due to it is a low-maintenance house plant that can grow in tall to small sizes, and you can plant it in various cultures including soil, rocks, water, and pebbles. In addition, there are historic stories about this indoor plant and its use in feng shui practices. You may be shocked if I tell you lucky bamboo, despite its name, isn't actually a bamboo, but a type of Dracaena plant, Dracaena sanderiana. In my previous article, I discussed caring for indoor bamboo plants and told you water is a critical factor in taking care of them. Here, I want to show you the best practice to water your lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. Keep reading. How to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles indoors. Before starting to answer how to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles, let's find out which one is better for growing your indoor bamboo plant. The choice between pebbles and rocks for planting lucky bamboo is a matter of personal preference, and both of them are good, but there are differences among them. In the following, I mention some important differences between planting lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. After that, you can easily choose one of them for your plant. Which one is better to care for lucky bamboo, rocks or pebbles? The choice between pebbles and rocks for planting lucky bamboo mainly pertains to the aesthetics and support for the plant. Both options can be suitable, but they have some differences. 1. Rocks and pebbles are different in size and appearance. Pebbles are smaller and typically smoother than rocks. They create a more refined and decorative look for your lucky bamboo arrangement. Rocks are larger and can vary in size and shape. They provide a more natural and rustic appearance. 2. Think about their stability and support. Pebbles are relatively stable and can support lucky bamboo adequately. However, they may not provide as much stability as larger rocks. Rocks offer more stability and support for the bamboo stalks, especially if you have taller or heavier arrangements. 3. Consider their water retention. Pebbles have less capacity to retain water, which means they can dry out more quickly. This can be advantageous if you want to control the water level precisely and prevent overwatering. Rocks have greater water retention capacity due to their larger size. This can help maintain a more consistent water level over a more extended period. 4. Select which one with ease of cleaning. Pebbles are relatively easy to clean because of their smooth surface. You can rinse or wipe them to remove dirt or algae. Rocks may have crevices or irregular surfaces that can trap dirt and algae, making them slightly more challenging to clean. 5. They vary in planting depth. Planting depth has an impact on choosing a lucky bamboo pot. Hence, before deciding about the rocks or pebbles, you must consider the size, shape, and type of your cash pot. Pebbles. When using pebbles, you'll typically plant the lucky bamboo slightly deeper in a container to ensure stability and proper support. Rocks. With larger rocks, you can often plant the bamboo at a shallower depth since the rocks provide substantial support. Apart from which one is more fit with your desired aesthetic and maintenance preferences, you must consider the following tips. Ensure that the rocks or pebbles you choose are clean and free of contaminants. Consider it can maintain the water quality to keep your lucky bamboo healthy. How to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. In traditional potted plants, one of the roles of soil is to hold moisture, but when plant your lucky bamboo in rocks or pebbles, they can't do it as well as the soil. So, watering lucky bamboo that is grown in rocks is slightly different from soil. Here I will tell you pro tips about how to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. Let's find out them. Choose a pot without holes. As mentioned above, the rocks cannot retain the moisture same as soil. Hence, the first step for watering lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles is to ensure that the container you're using has no drainage holes. The rocks provide support for the plant and help keep it upright. Always add clean water to its pot. As I told you in my previous article about watering lucky bamboo in soil, it is one of the indoor bamboo types that is sensitive to tap water. So, you must use clean, chlorine-free water. To have this kind of water, you can use tap water if you let it sit out for 24 hours to allow chlorine to evaporate. Alternatively, you can use filtered or bottled water. Keep your eye on the water level. It is another important factor in watering lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. To find the best water level, you must fill the container with enough water to cover the rocks and roots, but don't submerge the entire plant stem. A golden tip in this issue is the roots of lucky bamboo should always be in contact with water, but the stems should remain above the waterline. Consider the water temperature. To water lucky bamboo and rocks and pebbles, you must use water that is at room temperature or slightly lukewarm. Keep in mind to avoid using extremely cold or hot water. Do you know why? It can shock the plant. Add proper fertilizer to water. Although lucky bamboo doesn't require frequent fertilizing, rocks and pebbles don't have any nutrients for your plant and you have to food it while watering it. You can add a diluted, balanced liquid fertilizer every 2 to 3 months during the growing season, spring and summer. Be sure not to over-fertilize, as this can harm the plant. Check the water for algae. Another critical point while watering lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles is to keep an eye out for algae growth on the rocks and in the water. If you notice algae forming, you can gently remove it or replace the water more frequently to prevent its growth. How often to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles? No one can tell you the right time. To best answer this question, you have to keep your eye on the water level and water quality. In the previous part, I discussed the water level. To keep the water quality, you must change the water before it turns cloudy or starts to smell. My experience shows that every 2 to 4 weeks is good for change and water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. It will prevent the water from becoming stagnant or moldy. It can be great if you rinse the rocks or pebbles and the roots of your indoor bamboo plant while doing this. In conclusion, here, I told you a lot of pro tips about how to water lucky bamboo in rocks and pebbles. In my previous article about indoor bamboo care, I told you lucky bamboo is quite hardy indoor plant that can tolerate a range of conditions. However, if you want to grow it in rocks or pebbles, you must be cautious about the risk of root rot. Hence, maintaining clean water and proper water levels are essential for its health. You can ask your question or share your ideas and experience below this page.